for our final round. How would you, Patty Mayonnaise, like to spend your Saturday night?
Go for it, Patty.
Choice number one. Writing a paper for extra credit on the mating habits of the tsetse fly with your teacher, Mrs. Wingo.
It's an interesting topic.
Or choice number two. Stay at home and wash your hair. Or choice number three. Going to the Tri-County Fair with your very own classmate, Doug Bunny.
Hi, Patty. I'm nice. I've got a great dog. I can eat a ton of cotton candy without getting sick.
Well, Patty.
The shampoo? No, I mean Mrs. Wingo. No, I mean Doug. No, maybe the shampoo.
Since moving to Bluffington, I've been through some rough times, but the roughest was wondering if the first date in my life would be with Patty Mayonnaise. That's me. Hey! Dear Journal, it all began on a typical Friday afternoon. Tri-County Fair this Saturday.
And it's got this giant Ferris wheel. And you know, there's nothing I love more than going round and round in circles and not getting anywhere.
Wow, the fair's here already. Boy, time sure does fly.
Oh, hey, Patty.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Skeet. How's it going?
Fine.
Well, see ya.
See ya. Hey, Doug. Yo, Doug.
Master Doug. Come in, Doug. Master Doug.
Huh?
Hey, man. I know what you're thinking. You want to ask Patty to go to the fair with you, right? Like a date?
Me? Her? Date? No way.
Relax, man. I'm not talking about a date. We'll make it a group thing,
A group thing?
Yeah. Me and you and Porkchop and BB and Patty.
You think so?
Who knows? Maybe Patty will sit beside you on the giant Ferris wheel.
You and me go round and round from the sky to the ground with the moonlight high above. Looking at you could be love. And so, for the first time ever, I decided to call Patty.
Come on, go for it, man.
Gee, I wonder what you'll say.
Stop. You're such a mean it.
More root beer, my dear.
Would you excuse me? It must be another one of my many boyfriends.
Yes?
Hello, Patty. This is Doug.
Doug? Doug who?
You know, Doug Funny.
Doug Funny. I'm sorry, I don't recognize that name. You must have the wrong number, little boy.
I can't go through with it, Skeet. What if she says no or starts laughing or something?
She won't laugh at you. Who knows? Maybe you could be Patty's knight in shining armor kind of guy.
His eye!
Your dog was so funny!
Excuse me?
Thank you, Sir Pork of Chop. I said, his eye, Sir Douglas the Funny. Is there any chance a fair damsel like you would like to go to the medieval fair with me and Sir Skeeter and Lady Beady?
You bet! Hands up!
You're right, Skeeter.
Come on, go for it, Doug.
Hello?
May I speak to Patty Mayonnaise, please?
Is it she?
Oh, it's you, Patty.
Ooh, that's smooth. Real smooth, man.
Shh. I was wondering, well, if you want to, go to the fair, stupid. I mean, with me. No, I mean, not with just me, of course. It's a group thing. It'll be you and BB and Skeeter and Porkchop and me.
Sure, Doug. I'll go to the fair with you. I'll meet y'all at the main entrance tomorrow at 2:30. Is that okay?
Sure. Well, gotta go. Bye.
Yes! 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 Way to go, man! You did it!
Hurry, hurry! Police, Star Skeeter! The ugliest girl!
Hey, Dee Dee. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Skeeter.
Well, if you ask me, things are going pretty great so far.
Well, nobody's asking you, funny face.
Roger, what are you doing here?
Same as you, funny. Ready to spend a fun-filled evening with my dearest friends. Unfortunately, my dearest friends haven't gotten here yet, so I'm going with you.
Great. And so, we decided to try our luck at the Soak Your Mare booth. Skeeter was up first.
Come on, Skeeter!
Soak the mare!
Oh, great shot, Skeeter! Now let me try.
Come on, Patty! Throw it!
Yeah!
Oh, great shot, Patty! Now let me try.
Nail it, Doug!
You can do it, I know you can!
Whoa. Well, my goodness, you didn't hit it.
That's right, we have a miss!
Shoot! Nice try, Deadeye!
Okay, Porkchop!
Wow!
There you go, Porkchop!
Hurry, hurry! Eat a beast with a prize!
I don't believe it. She's even cheering for Roger.
Wow! All right, let's go to the Ferris wheel.
We'll see the whole fair lit up.
Come on, man. This is your big chance.
Let's face it, Skeeter. Patty'll never sit next to me. Why should I put myself through all this grief? Why should I even bother to go on the Ferris wheel at all?
Are you kidding? Think about it, man. If you don't get on the ride, you totally won't have a chance with Patty. Besides, she could end up sitting next to Roger.
Roger?
Oh, Roger. I've never seen this side of you before. Play me another romantic song on your trombone.
Sure, I'd love to.
Oh, Roger, this is a magical night.
Well, Skeeter, I can't let that happen. One, please. This seat is saved.
For who? Your mother?
None of your beeswax, Roger. Come on, Daddy.
Hey, Doug. Mind if I sit next to you?
Mind? Yeah. Sure.
Thanks, Doug.
At that moment, I was the happiest guy in the entire Tri-County area.
I can't wait till we get going. Did you know this is the fastest Ferris wheel in the world?
Fastest?
See? The giant tornado. Fastest Ferris wheel on Earth.
Whoa! Whoa!
Here
Here, Doug. I'll give you a hand.
This is incredible.
Even if it was only for a second, even if she was only helping me off the Ferris wheel, Patty Mayonnaise and I held hands at the Tri-County Fair for a solid 20 seconds. I may never wash this hand again. Well, maybe just this one time. Dear Journal, did you ever have something happen to you that made you realize what was really important? Last week, I did. See, Bebe was having this big costume party, and Skeeter and Porkchop and me were searching for the perfect outfit. We were going to go as our favorite rock group, The Beat.
Cool!
Chap Lipman, world's greatest drummer.
Whoa!
Needed was to find the right wig for my costume. But then, out of the blue, the worst thing that can happen to two best friends happened. Is something bugging you, Skeeter?
I can't come to the party tomorrow, Doug.
What? Why not?
I just found out I'm moving.
Moving?
My dad said. He told me I had one day to pack.
It just couldn't be true. I'd known Skeeter from the first day I moved to Bluffington, when he taught me how to order food from the Honker Burger. We're starving.
Huh? Yo, man. Let me take care of this. The new kid wants 3 moo cows, 1 no cukes, 1 no stinkers, 1 wet one, 4 tubers, and 4 for the vine. You want anything else?
Well, how do you order a salad from the salad bar?
One salad from the salad bar!
He taught me how to dance when I didn't think I could.
First you move your arms like you got an itch you can't reach. And then you bend your legs like you're in an earthquake. And then you let your whole body go into spin drive.
Or something like that?
Oh.
Say, Doug, could you just pull my foot out of my pocket?
Like this?
See you at the dance, Doug.
And we met the Beats together.
The Beats! I-E-O, here I come.
Let's jump!
And now he was leaving. Life just wouldn't be the same. All those times he helped me. But what could I do for him now? It would be easy for a superhero like Quail Man.
Here we go!
Bye, nothing.
Oh, what's that running across the road?
Looks like a quail.
It is I, Quail Man. He's just given Mr. Valentine the quail eye.
Honey, kid, I'm helpless and stupefied. I don't think we'll be moving after all.
And Smash Adams, secret agent, would just hold it right there.
Smash Adams!
You're not moving my friend anyplace. Now take all that stuff off the truck and put it back. And watch the corners. No scratches. But what about me? What could I do? Well, this is terrible, Skeet. Where are you going to move?
I don't know. My dad just said, pack up, you're moving. Oh, if only there was some way I didn't have to. Wait! Maybe I don't have to.
Don't have to what? Don't have to what?
Oh, you'll see, Doug. It's a surprise.
I didn't know what Skeeter had up his sleeve, but whatever it was, I figured it wasn't going to work.
Surprise! Ta-da! I found this old wig for your costume. How do I look?
Terrific, Mom.
You look great at the party. Why, Douglas, you look just like your father before we were married.
Gee, thanks, Mom.
Let's see how it looks with the rest of your outfit.
Pizza?
I think it'll look perfect with my costume, Mom. Bye.
What's the matter, Douglas?
Well, I just... I should get started on my homework.
Homework? Are you sure you're feeling okay?
Yeah, fine. Sure, fine. Bye, Mom.
Okay. Just don't work too hard.
Skeeter, what are you doing?
I've come to live with you, Doug.
Huh?
Tomorrow, I'll hide here, and we'll be secret brothers.
We can go to high school together after all.
And live off buddy bars with nobody to tell us to stop. Man, I need a shake. Want to go to the Honker Burger, brother?
Well, sure, but how can we go to the Honker Burger without somebody telling your parents where you're hiding?
Don't worry, Doug. I have a plan.
Uh-oh.
Nobody will know who I am.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Skeeter.
Hey, Skeeter. Is it Halloween already?
How's everybody?
Oh, no.
It's your dad.
What?
Hello. Mr. Valentine.
What?
Hey, Mr. Valentine. Looking for something?
Have any of you seen Skeeter? He never came home after school.
Gosh, I wonder where he could be. Don't you wonder, Doug? Well,
His mother made his favorite dessert. You know, that stuff with the cherries and
banana split cake?
That's it. Wait, who said that?
You know, Mr. V, you never can tell. Sometimes the thing you're looking for is sitting right there under your nose. Ow! Hey! Why, I oughta!
His mother's worried sick. Will you please tell him that, Doug, if you see him?
Aye, aye.
That's the spirit.
Keeping Skeeter in Bluffington was going to be harder than I thought.
Can I come out now?
And the Valentines were really worried. I bet they'd really miss him.
What are you thinking about, dear?
Oh, nothing.
What should I tell him? Skeet, maybe you should go with your parents.
You mean you don't want me to stay here with you, Doug?
Well, I do, but, well, maybe you'll like it better where you're moving.
Better than Bluffington?
Well, sure. And anyway, I'll come visit
you. You will?
Oh, sure.
Maybe you're right, Doug. Here, I want you to take care of this. It's my lucky penny. My new lucky penny. I accidentally spent the old one.
Gee, thanks, Skeeter. Well, I don't have a lucky penny to give you. Do you want my comb?
Unbreakable. Wow. Thanks, Doug. That's really cool.
Well, I
I guess you better go home before your folks get too worried.
Yeah. Well, will you come over before I leave tomorrow?
Sure, Skeet.
See ya.
See ya. And then when I went to his house to say goodbye...
Is something wrong?
I just missed saying goodbye to...
To you! You're here! What are you doing here? You're supposed to be moving.
I already moved, Doug.
What?
This is it, Doug. My new basement room. I can listen to music as loud as I want down here. My parents fixed it up for me as a surprise. That's what they meant when they said I was moving.
This is great, Skeeter.
So we went to the party after all. And every friend I'd made since I moved to Bluffington was there. And Skeeter and I decided that we would do everything we possibly could together. Well, just in case one of us ever really does have to move. And, well, Journal, I'll let you know how it turns out.